And even with the human matters, the most shining will become the most dirty. And the more we try to conserve the body without its soul, the harder it will be our downfall. And the wise man invests his capital only to find ways to no longer have to invest. And the mask of luxury should be our first indicator of decadence. And even in the abnormality, we don't have to fight for the extreme opposite, but for a state of normality. And technologically speaking, already long ago, we could have declared ourselves contented. And it is only the intensity of illusions we can relate to a specific reality that makes it different from other realities. And the marrying of the different forces within us can only occur by fully immersing ourselves into them. And we could quantify our social success in terms of our remissiveness towards the solar nature. And we shouldn't fight for one or the other polarity, but just against the very automation that so much radicalizes us. And we can use the machine to amplify our identity, yet machines used on us completely destroy our identities. And while avoiding forms of automation, we still ought to invest in good quality in order to manifest our manuality. And by straightening our lives, technology has removed the element of surprise and therefore of hope. And by making ourselves important within the establishment, we will never give any importance in regenerating our mortality. And to become official is only a title that at last will oblige us to assess officiality. And while technology could amplify our will in a social contest, it develops it counterintuitively. And by pursuing our own nature, we will be left completely alone, but in good company of our own selves. And better many small bad things in view of a greater good than many small good things in view of a greater evil. And to avoid the crisis, the traditions of a civilization should be replaced as soon as this civilization switches to a different media of survival. And as trees keep leaves on their branches far after the leaf has ceased running through them, so are human establishments. And to play the aristocrat in the end may be the way to preserve a nature so much abused by the proletarians. And what is most disgusting is the aging layer that inevitably is placed on the layer we put to hide aging. And we ought to make sure that our inner nature has a direct and an artificially unobstructed access to the outer nature. And we can only associate with those who are generally like us, but specifically very different. And in our philosophical undertaking, in fact, we become memorable by not obsessing to have a long-lasting like the sea. And in a post-modern age, we work to resolve the issues of the work of the modern age. Making smaller changes will necessarily involve making bigger changes in the long run, and vice versa. And if we are in doubt to reconciliate all at once or gradually, we shouldn't reconciliate at all. And ultimately, we ought to be able to make up our minds even when it comes to the meaning of our existence. And even our spirituality ought to live long enough for it to be transmitted. And especially if we think we are poor, all media are already at our disposal to show the richness of our soul. And beside all the ephemeral infatuations, the only true love is the one you were able to give. And even if we have the premises to be stable within, we become stable within only after much instability outside. And true happiness can only be found by pursuing the role that nature has assigned to each one of us. And talent cannot be taught, but only suggested by showing the full growth of our own talent. And the mistakes that are hardest to fix are the ones that we make out of our own fear. And corporations either want too little for too much, or too much for too little, destroying any possible fair human exchange. And we ought to appreciate every single moment of mildness, as it soon can turn over into extreme. And if because of circumstances we cannot be consistent, we can be persistent with our will, and things will be getting done eventually. And the surrounding environment shouldn't impact us if we have a well-defined, matured environment within us. And we shall act out of our profound instinct rather than our neurotic impulsiveness. And heavy of power and pride, we stand on top of other people's head, but will never detain the spiritual lightness to fly. And even individual goodness, if socially amplified, becomes extreme badness. And rather than oppressing them, we should second our inferiors by bringing them to their own nature and make them superior again. And paradoxically, modern characters develop by keeping them fully undeveloped. And even if we want our spirituality to get public, it is in the end bureaucrats who drain all the resources. And it is not technology per se to turn us evil, but rather the greediness to replace rather than extend the human faculties. And the good-hearted are those who could potentially bring us back to a human level, but they are suppressed to let the machine frantically move towards self-destruction. And in the end, it is society not to trust our discreteness bringing us astray. And the ultimate realization is that all we have to do is to wait the passage of time. And boosting social productivity is just another way of creating a strong nation in constant need of new souls to be drained. And by letting others carry our natural weight, it will crash on us, and by trying to eliminate it, we will have to carry an artificial weight. And to be assured, we have abandoned nature before we have abandoned all the more or less sophisticated traditions that emerged from it. And simply one has to assimilate the history that has been reported through the ages to see how the world will evolve. And life was never bad, but changing it has allowed us to mature in our spiritual progress. And nature has made us unique to generate the unpredictable, while society has forced us the same to generate the predictability. And the very champions of some rights are the very abusers of other rights. And the more one is accused, the more one has to protect oneself, and the more one becomes solid. And there is only one right kind of governance, the one elevating itself but not departing from the natural landscape characterizing it. And in some cases, soft authorities are much more harmful, as they can unpredictably become hard.